The Hidden Node for July 31st, Dog Days of Podcasting 2013, Episode 2. Hey, gang. So, continuing the trend, I think today I'm going to talk a little bit about gaming. So, about a week ago, a game I've been waiting for had finally come out. The first Shadowrun video game of any quality in... oh, almost 20 years? Let's not talk about that 360 abomination. We'll just move on from there. So, the game Shadowrun Turns came out from Harebrained Studio, the 25th, the 26th, one of those. And I was one of the original Kickstarters back in 2012. Kickstarted at the $125 level because... well, good Shadowrun game is a good Shadowrun game. If you don't know how much I am a Shadowrun fan, let me put it to you this way. So, I first started playing Shadowrun from the SNES game way back when. Immediately went from there to the novels. And within 12 months of playing the SNES game, was already attempting to GM my first game of 2nd edition. My web handle, Null Operations... refers to a 2nd edition rule, null operation, space in between the two, in which a decker who is doing nothing for a few turns has to roll to see if the system detects the passive presence of the decker. I don't know, I thought that was always a cool name, and so I stuck with it. And to do further icing on the cake, besides the fact that I kicked in $100 to both Kickstarters, I run a podcast called The Hidden Grid, The Six World Chronicles, which is a Shadowrun actual play podcast. I think you get the idea. So, Shadowrun Returns. I had been hoping for a good game. A game that would match... oh, sorry, my youngest cat has decided to join me for the recording. You might hear him running around or trying to purr. Anyway, so... I was expecting a good game. You know, something kind of in the style of the first one. I had known it was going to be a kind of tactical, kind of Shining Force-style game where, or Tactics Ogres to a degree, where you have turn-based moves, things like that. Well, you do. It kind of works like that. It works really well like that. It's actually extremely well done in terms of gameplay of that turn-based, you know, kind of manage your guys in a tactical thing against their guys in a tactical thing, and... the thing is, I was just expecting him. I didn't know what I was going to get from a story. I honestly had nothing kind of mentally prepared for that. I just was going to accept whatever came my way. And... I'm sorry, I'm kind of keeping a tab on what the cat is doing. He's, anyway. And the thing is, there was icing on the cake because the story for Shadowrun Returns... I'm not even finished the official campaign, but it's fantastic. It's dark, which is appropriate for, you know, cyberpunk. It's moody, it's very much set in the proper theme of the setting. People double-cross you, people betray you, there are senses of honor and greed, and just this overall grittiness that is quintessential Shadowrun. So, I'm loving it. It's taken some dark turns here and there, but overall, it's been a lot of fun. So, where am I going with this? Okay, so, what I do love about this game, what I'm really looking forward to exploring, is the fact that this campaign that I'm playing, 10 to 12 hours, which... would normally flag as bullshit on my games radar. I have a certain requirement I expect from games. For every dollar I put into the game, I expect that many hours of fun. So if I spend $60 on a game, I expect 60 hours of fun. Some games, you know, really cash in on that. Like, say, Minecraft, which I spent like $12 or $15 on. And I have probably gotten more hours on that game than I should have. Versus, say, like Metal Gear Solid 2, which was like a 15-hour game if I dawdled, but for $60, not really worth the money. Shadow Returns has what's supposed to be a 10 to 12 hour campaign. But there's more. There's a campaign editor. People can make more campaigns. People can divine more adventure design. Design more adventures. I'm already seeing some of them starting to sprout up in the Steam marketplace. Someone's remaking the first game. Someone's trying to remake the second game. I mean, granted, there's a certain limitation to what you can do in terms of setting, but that's really cool. That's a pretty awesome thing to set up. So, I'm pretty happy about what this is turning into. I think I'm definitely going to get my money's worth of that $125. I'm going to get that many hours out of this game. I should notate, though, I'm not mainlining this game like I would, like I normally would. I normally would indulge in a game, feast on it, get as much as I can out of it, move on to the next one after a while. Or return to one of my staples like Minecraft or, well, pretty much Minecraft these days. But I'm taking my time with this. I'm taking my time to really enjoy the story, to really enjoy the characters. And I don't know, I might take my shot at that editor down the road. I'm not sure how I feel about it, because that is a certain amount of creativity time. And I don't think that's going to be a good time sink. We'll see. I think if anything, I might go ahead and try to recreate some of the early adventure modules. We'll see. It probably wouldn't be worth my time to make a campaign in that, simply because that time would be better spent writing. We'll see. I just said that three times, so I'm going to stop saying that for now. In fact, we're going a bit past 7 minutes now by my clock, so we're going to call it for the day. I'm going to try... we'll see what I talk about tomorrow. No promises. So, see you in August. Bye-bye.